This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Sports Director at WWL Television, Doug Mouton. Douglas, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Of course, Mike. How have you been?
I'm doing great. I just saw you a week ago, so you knew I was kicking a little bit.
So
we all good.
But you know what? You can never get too much Mike Dettelia.
Yeah, right. Doug, before we get into Saints stuff, I'll ask you, because we don't know the ends of this, on what happens at UNO with the probe into the gambling situation. What maybe have you been able to find out over the last couple of days about this? Because, you and I sort of both lived with this situation with Ned Fowler and Hot Rod and was involved at Tulane and that sort of thing. And all the time, I've told this to Charlie, most of the time this gets caught initially by Vegas people. They see something a little bit out of the ordinary. It isn't the local FBI or anything like that. This is something that they spot somewhere. So kind of give us a little bit of insights of what you maybe know.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Mike, I have not been able to find out much at this point. Honestly, most of the people from my era of UNO are not at UNO anymore. But you're 100% right about that. There have been betting scandals and then even near betting scandals that are all found out sort of in Las Vegas by in-house people who study numbers of how people are betting. And if there's anything suspicious, and I'm not exactly sure what kind of algorithms they use to figure that out, but if there's anything suspicious that on this end, I'd be willing to bet money that by the time it comes out, the investigation was originated by people taking the bets. And of course, it's almost always impossible to keep things quiet when more than one or two people are involved. But no, look, I wish I could give you some insight, Mike. I'm just getting back from Pensacola. A friend of mine won an award last night, so I've been in Pensacola for the last 2 days. So beyond what you know, I don't know a lot.
Going to the Saints now, and this isn't a surprise to me, them reaching into the college ranks for assistant coaches. I know a lot of them, assistant coaches, and they say, man, this is the wild, wild west today. And they would much rather take the pay cut, which I think, in fact, I'm pretty certain about this. Bo Davis took a pay cut to go from LSU to the Saints. Bo Davis was the highest paid defensive line coach in college football. The Saints are not making him that type of offer, but you see it now. Peter Sermon, you saw Terry Joseph. Now we see it with Bo Davis, and Bo did have some prior time in the NFL with the Lions, also with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But your thoughts, one, on Bo Davis, who's a Pete Jenkins protege, and we'll have Pete on at 5:20, and I know how close they are together.
Oh, that's nice. That's good timing with Pete.
So he called me this morning because Steve Geller got in touch with me. He said, Mike, what you want to do on the Bo Davis thing? By the time I could get my cell to get Pete had already called me because I'd scheduled him for Monday. I scheduled him for Monday. He said, you want me today or you want me Monday?
That's great.
I said, hold on a second. Today, 5:20. But, Doug, I think we've seen it now. Wild, wild west of college athletics, not just football, but across the board.
And look, here's the one thing that I – Look, and I say every time I talk about Saints, I start with this because I feel like I need to. There is no guarantee that Kellen Moore is going to have success and he's going to win games and the Saints are going to play in NFC Championship games again. There's no guarantee. But I say that off the bat because there's no guarantee he's going to win, but I love everything that the way the Saints handled it. And I know, man, people love ripping into Mickey Loomis, but I love the way he handled it from the start. And look, the big thing to me, Mike, was I thought the Saints got exactly what they needed in Kellen Moore. The Saints are almost sort of an old, stodgy organization, and I don't mean in people's age. I just mean in sort of a thinking sense that they've run it the same way for a long time. They preach patience. They preach, we're going to take our time and get it right, all of that. So what that organization needed, though, was a young person and new ideas, and they got both. And then what you're seeing out of Kellen Moore, and I like every step of the way in his coaching staff. Look, the one thing I think is the most important thing to do from his standpoint is to bring in a complete diversity of ideas. You want young and old and college and pro and every way that you can find different people and different smart people and bring them in a room. Look, I love Doug Nussmeier as the offensive coordinator, a guy that's in his mid-50s that has been with him, so he's loyal, but he'll also be sort of the voice of reason of the older guy. He's got the former head coach as his defensive coordinator, and yes, he's going to bring ideas from college. I love the Terry Joseph hire. I love the Bo Davis hire. Like, bring in different ideas from different places. I like everything. Again, no guarantee it's going to work, but I like everything that he's done and the way he's done it. And honestly, that whole process for me started with sort of how Mickey Loomis handled it. The one thing I wanted to see out of this whole process was somebody who had never coached in the building. Now, I loved Aaron Glenn, and that would have been a spectacular hire, but to have a guy who's 36 years old, and he's the oldest 36-year-old you ever met. He's plenty mature enough to handle the job, it would seem. And so they brought in the young ideas, the young guy, never in the building, and his staff. Look, there's stars on his staff. The one thing we've said in the last couple of years when you go to training camp, if you look at Dennis Allen's staff, there weren't many guys you would have picked out and said, that guy's a future head coach. But now you're looking at the staff already that Kellen Moore has put together, and you're seeing a lot of guys who, can be more than what their job is.
Doug, the other thing about it is, and it starts today at the Combine, we get to see the offensive, defensive linemen, the guys that are deciding to work out, and this is an area the Saints have to get better at. You got to win in the trenches. And I think Super Bowl Sunday taught everybody the lesson that as good as Mahomes is, man, when you're running for your life, you got troubles. And the Eagles' ability to run the football, big men up front, moving people around, and that stat that they led the NFL in attempted rushes and will last in the NFL in attempted passes goes to show you it was an old school, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. Now, I think there's one caveat in there, and it's a guy, I went through this a lot. We did our mock draft, and I got the Saints going for Tyler Warren. I just think he's a special big man receiver.
Yeah.
And some of the guys defensively that I would have wanted were off the board when I got to nine. And so I would love to get Mason Graham, but he's not going to be there. I thought about Jalen Walker, but I got him going to Carolina. Your thoughts on the rebuilding of this team?
Yeah, well, look, I'm so glad you asked me that because I think 90% of the talk has been about Derek Carr and what they're doing at quarterback. And I'm not diminishing the quarterback position, but for right now, it is definitely not what I would consider my primary concern, or what I think the Saints' primary concern should be, because by the no matter who you're playing at quarterback, they cannot exist in the offensive line that the Saints have right now. Look, you got to go eight deep on the offensive line. That's a fact in the NFL. Eight guys are going to want to play in significant snaps in the NFL, and right now, I think the Saints have three offensive linemen. Trevor Penning potentially could be four, especially in Kellen Moore's offense that you think is going to try to run the ball a lot. That does play to Penning's strength. So maybe you got four. That means you need four offensive linemen. Last year, the Saints went into the season with Lucas Patrick as a starting offensive lineman. And look, he was the best guy on the team. But the fact is, he was a free agent for 3 months and nobody signed him. That doesn't happen in the NFL unless there's a reason for that. Now, if that guy's your seventh or eighth guy, you can live with that. But that guy was a starting offensive guard. And then Ali Udo, who was sort of the same thing, a free agent that nobody had signed, that the Saints signed later, wound up, I think Ali Udo played the fourth most snaps of any Saints offensive lineman because of the way the injuries worked out. There's no hope for sustained success with that kind of offensive line. So to me, let's take this year, get better on the offensive line, hopefully get better on the defensive line at the same time. And if you find a quarterback and something works out, that's great. Worry about the quarterback problem next year when you've got 2 years of building. That's just sort of how I'm looking at this team, that you've got to start up front. And the Saints were so weak on the offensive line. Three potentially great players. It's a good start, but then two of them are out. And it was just a situation where you just couldn't win, and what they had backing up those guys was just not going to allow you to win.
I look at it from the college ranks. It isn't make or break, so to speak, for Brian Kelly at LSU, but it's you better get into the top 12. You better get playoff system. But we got the star coach in New Orleans, and it's John Sumrall and what he's been able to do. I didn't think they could hire a guy that was going to be on Willie Fritz's level as far as a coach.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Man, but I think they got one better. I think at John, man, Coach John has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, no question.
And Doug, is his ability to recruit and adjust very quickly to certain things, and we have our Tulane Tuesday every week, and he told me something a couple times that stuck with me about how he recruited, and he said sometimes we'll have a four- or five-star recruit that, you know, Tulane's sort of down on the list for them. They have an interest, but they're not coming here the first time. But he said, I want to make that connection because if things don't work out, I can always say, hey, we were trying to recruit you. It wasn't us. You decided, but we got a spot for you.
Yeah, I think that's the most modern recruiting technique of all time or what?
Yes.
Like, that is playing to today's situation. Yeah, look, John Sumrall's been spectacular. And honestly, I thought there was a great chance he was going to be one and done this year and wasn't going to be coming back. The fact that he's coming back is awesome. Yeah, look, Willie Fritz did not leave the cupboard bare by any stretch. And what Willie Fritz built is incredibly impressive. I mean, look, Mike, you and I have lived here, me, for almost all of my life.
Yep.
And, like, there, just the fact that you can say now Tulane is expected to be in the conference championship conversation, that was like a 30-year span when you could never say that. And or maybe you'd get one blip here or there. We're going to be going on, four straight years where that's the expectation. And that's, I mean, Willie Fritz did that. So when you say he's better than Willie Fritz, I'm not ready to say that after 1 year yet. Now, I will say he has been amazing, and the fact that they're keeping him is great. And what he did was he took what Willie Fritz had, and he built a team out of the parts he had, and he used them extremely well. Brought in some speed at the outside, which made the running game work. You know, he had a functional offensive line, which was a beautiful thing. And he did a great job of coaching that team. I mean, Tulane football is nothing like what it was 10 years ago. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's fun to watch. It's entertaining. And they're competing for conference championships. And that's what they're expected to do now.
Doug, Mike and I talked about this a lot yesterday. Derek Carr, you mentioned kind of how the trenches are more important, and I agree with you, but the money situations where this gets kind of tricky, because the $51.4 million cap number for this upcoming year is the fourth highest in the NFL. You know, yeah. Cat Terrell had a great article on ESPN yesterday talking about if they restructure it, a full restructure, yes, you could save $30 million in cap this year, but then his cap hit jumps up to $69 million in 2026.
Yeah, either way, you got to pay it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to pay it at some point, and it feels just like another move. Like the term kick the can down the road gets overused, but it's pretty apt here, and Mike and I agreed. I want to get your thoughts on it. It just doesn't seem like the best financial decision.
No. Oh, no, no, no. I think they're going to want to be eating that number regardless. Look, in the greatest, most ideal scenario, the Saints would find a trade partner. And I said, what would be funny is what that trade might look like, because to get just because of that enormous contract, it might be Derek Carr and a four, and you get a six. You know what I mean? Like it might be the craziest trade you've ever seen. But that would look, and I don't think that's going to happen. It seems unlikely. Obviously, I think that would be the best thing for the Saints, because you would get rid of that number. And either way, by the time this team's ready to win, Derek Carr is not going to be the quarterback. He's just not. That's the it's not lining up, you know, that way. So yeah, you can play him this year. I guess you could bench him this year. I don't know if that works. You know, there's a thing about cutting him after June, but you still got to get under the cap now. Yeah, it's a rough situation. It's why I keep saying just manage expectations for 2025. Look, people seem to be really excited about Kellen Moore. What I don't want to happen is that the Saints go, you know, 6-11 and then people give up too fast. Like 2025, because of those kind of problems, is going to be an incredibly difficult year. I don't know if they can figure out a way to sign any free agent offensive linemen. So hopefully you draft a couple of guys, but the offensive line may not be much better. So winning this year is going to be really hard. And so I don't know the best solution, because there is not one that seems good, other than if you can find a trade partner. And again, I acknowledge that's a long shot.
No easy way out, Doug. No easy way out of this.
Yeah. And Mike, they knew this last year.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't sign anyone beyond 1 year. They gave Chase Young 1 year. They gave Willie Gay 1 year. They didn't invest last year to put them more in a hole. It's just that the hole was already so big that they're still digging out of it.
Doug, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time. Hope you had a good time out in Florida. But now you got to get back to work, and you got to go cover Mardi Gras. Come on.
I'll be in Baca Sunday night. I can't wait.
All righty. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Doug Mouton, sports director at WWL-TV Channel 4 here in New Orleans.